New York State's highest court has overturned the criminal conviction of former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
To many observers, it was a stunning development. Weinstein was one of the most high-profile men accused of sexual assault during the Me Too movement. Here's one of Weinstein's accusers, actor and advocate Ashley Judd.
This today is an act of institutional betrayal, and our institutions betray survivors of male sexual violence.
Joining us now to explain the appeal court's decision is NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Tsiolkos. And just a note, this story does mention sexual assault. So, Anastasia, Harvey Weinstein was convicted of rape and sexual assault in New York in 2020. He's been serving a long sentence upstate. What happened yesterday?
So you're right. He's been serving a 23-year sentence on this New York conviction, but he appealed. And yesterday, the New York State Court of Appeals handed down a 4-3 decision saying that he hadn't had a fair trial.
Had not had a fair trial. Okay, now this is one of the most closely followed criminal cases in the media in the last few years. I mean, as I recall, Anastasia, dozens of women made public allegations against him. So what exactly happened here?
That's right. About 100 women made public accusations against him, and several of those women testified against him during this New York criminal trial, even though their allegations weren't part of the charges he was on trial for. And that is a big part of what the appeals court found unfair.
Okay, so if their accusations were not part of the charges, then why were they allowed to testify?
So in New York, there's something called the Molyneux Rule, which has a precedent going back to a case from 1900. And essentially, under some very certain circumstances, a judge can allow witnesses who testify to prior so-called bad acts. And in this case, the trial judge in the Weinstein case allowed these women to testify.
So that rule, the Molyneux Rule, that allowed him to win the appeal.
Exactly. That's at the heart of what the appeals court said was unfair to Weinstein. And legal experts often say that when judges allow Molyneux witnesses, it's a very subjective decision. And then a conviction becomes easier to challenge. And that's exactly what happened here. And I should note, the appeals court ordered a new trial to take place.
All right. So the new trial, what's the outlook there? Who would make that decision?
That's up to the office of the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg. And Bragg's office told me yesterday that they do intend to try again. In a written statement, they told me that they will, quote, do everything in our power to retry this case and remain steadfast in our commitment to survivors of sexual assault.
Okay, so Weinstein's conviction is overturned. Does that mean he can be free now?
His conviction in New York has been overturned. You may recall Weinstein was put on a separate criminal trial in California, and he was convicted there of rape and sexual assault. And in February 2023, he was sentenced to 16 more years in prison, and that was always ordered to be served separately from the New York sentence. So right now we're expecting he will be moved to California to serve out that sentence. Unless, of course, he wins on appeal there as well.
Okay, that's NPR correspondent Anastasia Tsiolkos. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.